Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. And so it was with me, brothers and sisters. When I came to you, I did not come with eloquence or human wisdom as I proclaimed to you the testimony about God, for I resolved to know nothing while I was with you, except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I came to you in weakness, with great fear and trembling. I once heard about a church that regularly visited the houses nearby. They sent people two by two, and many people got involved. A young girl nervously agreed to join in. She came to one house, and a large man came to the door, asking in a gruff voice what she wanted. She struggled to speak, and then, in a quivering voice, she blurted out, I've come to tell you that Jesus loves you. The man didn't know what to say, and so he slammed the door in her face. He went inside and slumped into a chair, weeping. He could hardly believe what had just happened. He thought deeply about the bravery of the young woman, and out of curiosity he went to church, where before long he made a commitment to follow Christ. I love that story, because God often speaks through our weakness more easily than through our strength. That was certainly Paul's experience. Most of us feel unsure of ourselves when we are given the opportunity to speak about our faith. But the truth is that we're often at our most powerful when we're feeling nervous and weak. So let me ask you this. Can you think of a time when God used you particularly powerfully in a time of weakness? And now let me pray with you. Lord, help us to be willing to speak up for you, even when we're feeling weak and tongue-tied. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.